This morning, outside the White House, President Trump made a pretty stunning statement for any president of the United States.
I never worked for Russia. And you know that answer better than anybody. I never worked for Russia. Not only did I never work for Russia, I think it's a disgrace that you even asked that question, because it's the whole big fat hoax.
All right, so why was this question asked? Well, news broke over the weekend that the FBI opened a counterintelligence investigation into the president after he fired former FBI Director James Comey. The president waited until this morning to deny that he had been employed by the Kremlin. And joining us to talk about this is NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson. Hi there, Mara.
Hi there, David.
So the president had to deny this, right? He didn't yesterday, and we were all talking about the fact that it seemed kind of odd that he hadn't said, no, he doesn't work for Russia this morning.
Yeah, he didn't answer it clearly yesterday, so he had to answer it today. The problem is that by not answering it clearly yesterday, he just deepened the mystery about why he is so solicitous to Vladimir Putin and why he often repeats Russian talking points, whether it's about Russia's invasion of Afghanistan or NATO. So he had to try to clear it up today.
Well, and this New York Times story was one of two big stories coming out over the weekend, starting to shed new light on President Trump and possible ties to Russia. Walk us through what we know now.
Right. Well, first, as you mentioned, this counterintelligence inquiry into whether President Trump acted on behalf of Russia, not necessarily was in their employ. The big question about that was, were the relevant congressional leaders informed about this investigation, as they usually would be? The second story from The Washington Post was that Donald Trump actively worked to conceal details about his meetings with Putin, even going so far as to asking the interpreter in that meeting to give him, hand over their notes, so that there are no in-depth records of any of Trump's in-person meetings with Putin, not even classified records. He was asked about that today. He said he didn't know anything about it. He said, I have meetings with leaders all the time. No big deal.
But it is a big deal to many people who've worked in government and diplomacy for a long time. This is unusual.
Completely unusual.
So all this is happening as we're into, what, day 24, I think, of the partial government shutdown. And this morning, it sounded like President Trump ruled out a compromise that had been floated by one of his allies in the Senate.
That's right. This isn't the first time he's done that, because a handful of House Republicans have been voting with Democrats to reopen the government. A handful of Senate Republicans have been saying they're uncomfortable with the president's strategy of keeping the government shut down. And yesterday, Lindsey Graham offered this solution. Oh, we don't have the tape. That's okay. Lindsey Graham said, open the government, see if you can negotiate a deal, and then declare a national emergency, which would mean the president would act on his own using unobligated Pentagon funds to build the wall without Congress's approval. Today, he said, I did reject that plan. He said, quote, I'm not looking to call a national emergency. What that means is that things are really stuck and it's a snow day in Washington.
All right. Sorry we didn't have that tape, because you set it up so dramatically with the solution. I like that, Mara. NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson. Thanks, Mara.
Thank you.